Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Performing an imaging scan that uses less radiation can be used to plan the administration of Spinraza or nusinersen in people with spinal muscular atrophy without sacrificing confidence in treatment planning, a study shows. The study, Radiation Dose Reduction for CT-Guided Intrathecal Nusinersen Administration in Adult Patients with Spinal Muscular Atrophy, was published in Scientific Reports. Spinraza was the first approved SMA treatment. Because the medication cannot cross the blood-brain barrier, it must be delivered by an injection directly into the fluid that surrounds the brain and spine, an intrathecal injection. This is most commonly done by means of a lumbar puncture, also called a spinal tap. The blood-brain barrier is a semipermeable membrane that protects the brain and spinal cord against the external environment and is a major barrier for the efficient delivery of certain therapeutics. Intrathecal injection requires detailed knowledge of the layout of the bones and soft tissue at the injection site, especially in SMA, in which there are often abnormalities in the formation of the spine. This is generally accomplished using computed tomography or CT scans. CT scans require exposing the patient to radiation. While the risk from a single scan is minimal, Spinraza must be administered routinely over the course of a person's life. This requires continual exposure to radiation, which is a safety concern because it raises risks such as a higher risk of cancer. Researchers reviewed images of 64 CT-guided Spinraza injections that were done at their institution between September 2017 to October 2019. Injections were given to 13 adults with SMA, 8 with SMA type 2 and 5 with SMA type 3, 7 males and 6 females, ranging in age from 6 to 46. Prior to May 2019, CT scans at the researchers' institution were done using a standard radiation dose of 133 to 200 milliamperes. An updated protocol put into place in May 2019 used a lower radiation dose, 20 to 67 milliamperes, along with more advanced image reconstruction software to try to make up for the resultant lower quality. 44 of the analyzed scans were done with the old protocol, and the remaining 20 were done with the low radiation protocol. All 13 people received at least one Spinraza injection using the lower radiation protocol with no apparent complications. For both protocols, only one injection attempt was necessary for the majority of cases, and there were no significant differences in average time taken to perform a lumbar puncture. The researchers wrote, quote, "The successful intrathecal drug administration itself can be considered as evidence for a sufficient image quality and appropriate planning also when using low-dose multi-detector CT scanning." The 64 scans were given to two neurologists who were blinded to which protocol was used to generate them. The neurologists were asked to rate the images based on various factors, including their overall quality and how confident they would be during treatment based on these scans. The researchers then compared scores on scans done via the two protocols. Images done with the lower radiation protocol were rated as significantly lower overall quality. Critically, however, there were no differences in terms of ability to view bone and soft tissue or in the neurologist's confidence in doing lumbar punctures based on the images. In other words, though the low radiation scans did not have a high quality image, they were just as usable as the scans from the standard protocol. The study suggests that a low radiation imaging protocol could be used to minimize the risks associated with radiation in people with SMA who are being treated with Spinraza without sacrificing the utility of the images obtained. The researchers wrote, quote, "We encourage other centers to consider low-dose imaging protocols as an option for multi-detector CT-guided lumbar puncture in diagnostic and therapeutic management."
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director Kevin Schaefer.
Hey everyone, hope you're all staying safe and healthy out there. So with everything going on in the world right now, I thought I'd talk about something lighter and share my entertainment recommendations for quarantine. This is just my personal list of book, movie, and Spotify recommendations. I'm leaving out TV, since there are just too many shows out there. If at Birth You Don't Succeed, by Zach Anner. Zach Anner's 2016 memoir, If at Birth You Don't Succeed, My Adventures with Disaster and Destiny, is hilarious, touching, and relentlessly witty. Anner shares his experiences as a comedian who has cerebral palsy, as well as numerous stories and idiosyncrasies from his childhood. This book is great for people with disabilities, but it's also just a great read for anyone. Stardust by Neil Gaiman. I'm a big Neil Gaiman fan, and Stardust is one of my favorite books of his. It contains star-crossed lovers, witches, and swordsmen competing for their late father's throne. It's a familiar and subversive take on the fantasy genre, and it's available in several formats. There's the standard prose version, and the original graphic novel, which Gaiman co-created with artist Charles Vess. I also love the 2007 film adaptation with Charlie Cox and Claire Danes. Fighting With My Family, 2019. Florence Pugh stars in this dramedy biopic about WWE champion Paige and her wrestling family from England. So yes, it's a British wrestling comedy, and the film is as unique as its premise. Writer-director Stephen Merchant injects plenty of humor and heart into the story, and he knows exactly how to balance the two. Co-stars include Vince Vaughn as the no-nonsense WWE coach, and Nick Frost and Lena Headey as Paige's eccentric parents. Plus, Dwayne The Rock Johnson plays himself in two brilliant cameos. Stream this movie on Amazon Prime or Hulu. Tides of a Teardrop, album, by Mandolin Orange. I mostly listen to rock, but I do love folk music. Mandolin Orange is a North Carolina indie folk band, and their 2019 album, Tides of a Teardrop, is one of my favorites. It's simple, melancholic, and soothing to listen to. My favorite track is called The Wolves. Office Ladies, podcast. Any fans of The Office out there? You're in luck. Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, who played Pam and Angela on the show, respectively, now host a podcast called Office Ladies. Each week, they revisit and discuss an episode of The Office and share tons of behind-the-scenes anecdotes with listeners. It's a delightful and hilarious podcast, offering perfect escapism for people right now. I hope this list helps. What are your recommendations for what to watch, read, or listen to? We'd love to hear from you in the SMA News Today forums. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.